Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me, what the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nuke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster. Was it a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
You may.
Seven or eight quick ones, and you're off with a boy to boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Bob Zemo Radio Showgram is proud to present to you insights and commentary from a fat guy in spandex. Oh, good God.
Hey, everybody. Welcome once again to the Grumpy Gator Cafe. I am a fat guy in spandex, and I am your pontificating professor on all that is psychology and life. That's right. Living large down here at the Tiki Hut, the Grumpy Gator Cafe, just sitting in the corner pontificating about all sorts of great stuff as a former counselor. As a guy who studied psychology, as a guy who taught it, now I just spend my days as a big old beach bum offering people some insights, trying to make psychology practical, because sometimes, holy cats, it can get a little complicated, because there are 5,000 ways to look at something. You know, here's the reality. God forbid you have a heart attack. God forbid you break your leg. Doesn't matter whether you're in Los Angeles, California, or Miami, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, or New York, New York. Start spreading the news. You've got a broken leg. Yeah, but it don't matter where you are. You'll get the same treatment in an ER in LA or New York City. It does not matter. You will get the same treatment. You have a heart attack in Los Angeles, you have a heart attack in Miami, you're getting the same treatment pretty much at those ERs. You break your leg, you break your arm, you cut yourself pruning trees with your chainsaw. You're going to get pretty much the same standard medical protocols no matter where you are. But God forbid you have depression. God forbid you be anxious. God forbid you have an addiction. In those four towns, you could get any one of a variety of treatments. Heck, just in Los Angeles alone, you could probably get 500 or 600 different treatments because you have 500 or 600 good therapists out there. The rest are hacks. But you've got some good therapists out there, good counselors, good psychologists. You can have psychiatrists, you know, debate on the medical treatment for you. That's the problem when it comes to treating the human condition. That's the problem when it comes to treating the human soul. There is no consistency. There's no protocol. But let's be honest. When you're treating the soul, when you're treating the human condition, there's something called ambivalence. When you set a broken arm or a broken leg, the bone itself isn't ambivalent. It isn't determining whether or not it wants to heal. It isn't determining whether or not the healing process will be difficult. It just gets set, and hopefully it heals. Broke my foot last year, broke a foot off in somebody's ass. Because not only am I just a beach bum, I'm somewhat irreverent, I'm outspoken, I'm a fat guy in spandex, for God's sakes. And to break my foot off in somebody's ass. Truth be told, I tripped on my flip-flop and broke my foot. So I wore a boot so that the bone could set. My foot was not ambivalent about treatment. I, of course, was. Didn't want to be walking around in the summer with this big, heavy boot. Makes beachcombing a bit tough. Makes meeting the babes a bit tough, too. Although, I will admit, when I sat at the end of the bar and kind of displayed my boot, a lot of hot, sexy women were interested in me. So perhaps I might wear it again. Saw that similar thing on one of those My Crazy Addiction shows. guy wearing a cast, getting sympathy. You know, dude, get a life. Get a life and take the frickin' cast off, you moron. Anyways, my foot wasn't ambivalent. I was. And that's the problem when it comes to drugs and alcohol. Anxiety and depression, the common colds of mental health. People are ambivalent. You know, folks, today I want to talk about that notion of your ship coming in. You've heard that expression, right? And living down here in the beautiful Tempesta de Mata, Florida area, hanging out at the Grumpy Gator Cafe. Yes, indeedy, enjoying the old tiki bar. Although I drink non-alcoholic beverages because I was one of those drunks and addicts that was highly ambivalent. Not so much anymore. I always say 19 years sobriety, but hey, knock on wood. It's a new day and a new opportunity to once again be that drunken addict that I am. I always am a drunken addict. I just happen to have not had a drink or a drug today. Well, we've all heard that expression, hey, when my ship comes in. Oh, yes, when my ship comes in, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be whole. Everything is going to be perfect. People are going to love me. I'm going to make money. I'm going to be successful when my ship comes in. In many ways, it's a great phrase. Why? Because people are hopeful. What is hope? Hope's an emotion. How do you float hope? It's really simple. You start believing in yourself. You start believing in a future that has not yet happened. You start believing in something that cannot be proven. And voila, you have hope. Not complicated, fairly straightforward. Cognitive process. If you believe in something that has not happened, if you believe in something that cannot be proven, you have what? Faith. Doesn't have to be religious faith. You just have faith. In about a month, the Chicago Cubs will take the mound at Wrigley Field. That is the moment of hope because everyone has faith and everyone believes that no matter what the spring was like, no matter what the last 100-plus years are like, this could be the year the Cubs win the pennant. And if you're a big fan of the Back to the Future series, this is indeed the year that the Cubs win the pennant. And if you've been in Chicago the last couple of years with the amount of cold and polar vortex, hell has truly frozen over. So all things are looking good for the Cubs winning the pennant. And possibly even the World Series. Holy cats. People have hope when they have faith, when they believe in themselves and that they will accomplish something that has not yet occurred, or they believe in something that cannot be proven. I believe in myself. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. As people cheer on their favorite sports team, we believe, we have faith, we have hope. You know, someday my ship will come in. It's somebody who is optimistic, who is hopeful. What happens, though, when you are hopeful, you are optimistic, you're thinking that ship's going to come in, and in comes this little, you know, bass boat. You know, like the sealer dude. You know, where he cuts out his boat and puts in a screen door at the bottom of the boat, and then he sprays the sealer stuff all over it, and he's out on the boat fishing. It's that kind of a fishing boat, little outboard engine, 3.5 horsepower outboard engine. You know, little boat. Nothing wrong with a little fishing boat. Spent many a great summer afternoon with my grandfather on a fishing boat catching bluegill. Smallmouth and largemouth bass, you know, sunfish, great times. Nothing wrong with that little boat, but if you're expecting a tanker, if you're expecting a luxurious ocean liner, and all that comes in is a little, you know, fishing boat, you might be somewhat disappointed. So what happens when that hope begins to fade, when that hope becomes despair? That emotion of despair, frightening, overwhelming emotion triggered by doubt. Doubt starts to creep in. That faith is waning like a candle in the wind. That faith, it's flickering, it's waning. It may go out. Doubt is starting to shine. You start to doubt that you will succeed. You start to doubt that good things will happen. You start to doubt. You start to question. You start to ponder, what the heck if? Is this as good as it's going to get? Is my ship ever going to come in? Yes, it did. It's the little bass boat with the 3.5 horsepower outboard Evinrude. This is my life. I was expecting something like a Princess Cruise Lines, but no, this is what I got. This is my ship that came in. The discrepancy. Folks, mental health, behavioral health, mental wellness is the shortest distance between the way you think your life should be and the way your life really is. And for those of us who like to jump in our 1985 DeLorean, get it up to 88 miles an hour to go back to the future, we develop hope because we believe in ourselves and a future that has not yet occurred. It's a very powerful skill. But after a while of jumping in the DeLorean and making these trips, we're not seeing the reality kind of come into focus that we had hoped for. And faith becomes doubt, and doubt becomes despair. The cognitive skill of faith that drives hope is a tough one to maintain. The tough one to keep going takes a lot of energy, cognitively, spiritually, psychologically. And then, of course, like I said, doubt creeps in and it starts to weigh, maintaining our faith, fostering our hope that much more difficult. So sometimes we find something new to be hopeful for. We have a new wishful thought. And when we are no longer able to maintain that particular behavioral health tactic, that particular psychological fitness skill of fostering hope through faith, then we need to start reconciling our life. These are my dreams. Here's what I got. Now I've got to reconcile that. Now I have to find some common ground. Now I got to figure out, what am I going to do with falling short of my goal? How am I going to handle that? What's going to be the outcome? And then we have to start to cope and adapt and problem solve. Find new perspective. Find significance or meaning in the fact that what we had dreamed and wished for is not going to become a reality. Very difficult, very stressful, very painful. We go from the highs of the optimism of our faith fueling our hope to the lows of our doubt crushing our faith, and despair driving hope out of our soul, to the need now to shift that doubt, to clean up that despair, and learn how to cope and adapt and accept, probably the worst word there is when it comes to psychology, to accept the reality and to start to either modify or let go of the fantasy. Well, if that ain't just a kick in the balls, if that ain't enough to just take the winds out of your sail, beautiful trade winds down here, Tempesta de Mar to Florida, sometimes there's a dead calm and the wind is out of our sails and nobody is out there sailing and nobody is out there doing much of anything. Well, a lot of deep and serious thought today, folks. I'm a fat guy in spandex. Thanks for listening. Hope you come back. Time for me to fly.
Here's done. I'm needed elsewhere now. I'm needed wherever outlaws rule the West. Wherever innocent women and children are afraid to walk the streets. Wherever a man cannot live in simple dignity. And wherever a people cry out for justice.
Bullshit!